This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
I have a lovely apple tree in my garden, so I brought some of the apples from it. And then the inspiration is from Brittany, where they do these lovely buckwheat pancakes.
But, and what is buckwheat?
Buckwheat's just a wheat, but it's just a different type of wheat. And it's a lot of people that are gluten-free can actually eat buckwheat, even though it says wheat.
And is it one of those healthy options you hear
it
people
is a
talking
healthy
about?
Option. It's nice. That's the flour there. It's nice and fine. A wee bit sort of browny, not,
yeah,
you know, like
it's
homemade.
Like a slightly greyish colour.
Greyish, yeah. That's
so buckwheat pancakes.
Yeah. So we're going to make a nice light pancake. So in here I've got two egg yolks, and then the egg white I whipped lightly to soft peaks. So
soft peaks,
soft
not
peaks,
hard peaks.
Not hard peaks, yeah. So the egg yolks, and we put the buckwheat flour, and there's a bit of baking soda in there.
Okay.
So that'll help our pancakes to rise up. And then buttermilk. So at this stage, we're just really how we would make a pancake.
And this is something, if you're not an expert in the kitchen, you could still have a go at.
Yeah, and everybody likes pancakes. Yeah. And, you know.
But mine end up being lumpy, so how do you avoid that?
Well, buy yourself a whisk, just here. And then into that, that's about 25 grams of butter, melted butter. And that'll just give it a nice. So we're looking at a nice thick pancake at this stage.
That's how I like them, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Like
on goes the gas.
A nice fluffy one, right?
So you put butter in there to counteract any health from the buckwheat.
That's it, Finny.
Buckwheat's
sure
healthy, let's get some butter in there.
I would bring you right in my way of thinking.
that's my type of healthy. Add butter.
And then the egg white into that, just whisk that in. So look, that's a nice.
It's quite creamy looking.
You see that when you're making a pancake batter, you want it to be really. You want to have to fight with it a bit, and that's what makes it fluffy. You see, so
fight with the batter.
That's yes. I've got a wee bit of butter in that pan, and I'm just going to take a wee bit of oil.
Mm-hmm. Any oil at all?
Just a nice light oil. Yeah.
Something local, maybe.
Yes, something local. Yeah, nice. I use a local rapeseed oil, and then just. Drop your pancake batter into this and let it just drop in.
Should you be going for one big pancake?
Are we hoping to go for one big one?
No, whatever is easier.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do a couple of small ones and then I'll do you a big.
Are you going to flip these?
No, not that's a crepe that you flip. Because these are more like what we would call a drop scone. So if you have a crepe, you flip it. But you don't flip your wee nice fluffy pancakes. There we are. Look, and then see that there? So you flip those over just.
It's brown already.
With a wee palette knife, yeah.
I can smell the mixture as you've heated it with the oil. It's butter I smell.
And butter, yeah.
See, amazing.
See that smell when the butter just is about to, you know, nice and brown. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, isn't it?
And there's a real rise in the pancake already.
Yeah, there is. Now, to go with this, I just made an apple compote. Now, they're nice pink apples. These are from, I have a tree at home. There's Discovery apples.
Right.
So they look really red on the outside. And then when you cut into them, they're lovely and pink. So I just cooked them out with a wee bit of sugar there. And
when you say cook them out, just sort of sweat them down?
Yeah, just cook them down until they're nice and soft. And then in there, I put in some golden raisins. that are soaked in apple brandy. But you don't have to soak them in apple brandy. You could soak them in
vodka,
ordinary brandy. Gin.
Anything you want.
Anything.
Add a bit of spice.
Absolutely anything. Give this a wee look. Look, you can smell those.
You soaked those raisins. You cooked down. You softened the apples.
That's it.
And you
with sugar.
Can you use any apples?
Any apples.
Not cooking?
You could use cooking, but just check the sugar at the end. So these are our pancakes here, and I'm going to just take these, and then what I'm going to do is, just for you,
yes,
I'm going to put another wee bit of butter, because I forgot.
You know the
like
way
butter.
To my heart.
Yeah, but no.
Butter and chocolate.
Is that it,
and Finny? Steak.
Butter, chocolate, steak.
That's, you've got three perfectly formed pancakes there, nice and golden
and then
brown.
I'm going to do a big dirty one for you here. So this is our apple compote here.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just put wee raisins in it. So far you're a relatively healthy breakfast, but what I'm going to do is I've got some cream here that I've whipped.
Oh, yes.
Bit of cinnamon.
Cream and cinnamon, and that's just normal whipping cream?
That's double cream, yeah.
Double cream and a good whack of cinnamon powder.
Yeah, and then some maple syrup.
Lovely.
And then what we'll do is just...
just mixing that all together.
Mix it, Vinny, and then just a nice dollop.
Mm-hmm. On top of
your apple.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
There you are, on top of your pancake. That's pretty much it there. So do you like to...
Can I try?
I think you're going to have to lift that up and I should on your nice, sweet, delicate one.
Well, there's not a lot delicate about these, but that's
no,
a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Beautiful, small, brown, golden brown pancake. The fruit, the apple and the raisins, and then the cream. Mmm. It's gorgeous, the cream and the cinnamon and...
A wee bit of the maple. It's not overly sweet.
The
shouldn't
warm
be oversweet. Yeah.
No, it's not overly sweet. There's a nice kick of sugar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then the edge of the cinnamon and the heartiness, I guess you would call, of the pancake.
It's a hearty
gorgeous
pancake. That's it exactly, isn't it? And it's not, it's, you know, it's like, now, see our big one here. I will flip this actually. There we are. There. So there's your big...
Big dirty pancake.
Big dirty pancake, Finny.
You're talking with you, my mouthful.
Yeah, so, and if you, the other thing is, if you can't get buckwheat flour, don't worry, just do a mixture of half wholemeal and half plain flour, or even just plain flour is fine.
Gorgeous flavours, textures, and that little bit of the fact that they're warm just makes them nicer. Details of Paula's recipe can be found on the Radio Ulster website. Follow the links to the John Toll page and, of course, in the podcast that will be available later. Paula, always a pleasure.
You
that
too,
is
Finny.
A huge...
Thank you.
That pancake is the size of my face, and given
is,
the size of
is.
My head, that is a serious pancake, Paula.
There we are. Look at that. Lovely.
I'm going to take that home. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Please do.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.